Chapter 76. All, Ben and I the rascal had lost a feed bag in their house, and had been loudest in his denunciations, that morning besought the Oaji to have mercy on the fellow. But not he. The punishment was suspended, at the 15th blow to hear the confession. Then Grimes and his party rode away, and left the entire Christian family to be fined, and as severely punished as the Mohammedan sheikh should deem proper. As I mounted, Yusuf once more begged me to interfere, and have mercy on them, but I looked around at the dark faces of the crowd, and I couldn't find one drop of pity in my heart for them. He closes his picture with a rollicking burst of humor which contrasts finely with the grief of the mother and her children. One more paragraph. Then once more I bowed my head. It is no shame to have wept in Palestine. I wept when I saw Jerusalem. I wept when I lay in the starlight at Bethlehem. I wept on the blessed shores of Galilee. My H hand was no less firm on the rein, my anger did not tremble on the trigger of my pistol, when I rode with it in my right hand along the shore of the blue sea, weeping. Why I was not dimmed by those tears, nor my heart in aught weakened. Let him who would sneer at my emotion close this volume here, for he will find little to his taste in my journeyings through Holy Land. He never bored, but he struck water. I am aware that this is a pretty voluminous notice of Mr. Grimes' book. However, it is proper and legitimate to speak of it, for Nomadic Life in Palestine is a representative book, the representative of a class of Palestine books, and a criticism upon it will serve for a criticism upon them all. And since I am treating it in the comprehensive capacity of a representative book, I have taken the liberty of giving to both book and author fictitious names. Perhaps it is in better taste, anyhow, to do this. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.